Rabbim used this pole to put their things on it. The Rabbim holds the very chosh of Azach. People walk in the Shish Rabbim, they want to take off the package, they put it down on top of this. So since people use this mokim, that's makshiv the mokim. The mokim is called the chosh of the mokim, and mainly you'll be chayiv even though it's not dollar dollars. Hey, those svara, we need dollar to make it a chosh of the mokim. Less than dollar people don't use. But here's a svara, people use this. This is a nice pole that you can take off your packages and put it down there. So that's choshev, even though it's less than dollar valid, it's called the Shulchan Rabbim, and even for nochi it also be chayiv. That's only Kiddush here.
Last question, Matt. If there was a hat rack in the Shulchan Rabbim, it would be the same thing.
Right, it would be exactly nine, it has to be nine tefachim. Exactly nine tefachim.
Isn't this more like the svara of Rabbi Yehuda? Let's say you have a mood in the Shulchan Rabbim.
Here people want to use everybody's mask. It's very useful here.
Yes,
it's not useful. Here everybody uses it, rather than the chasm
alay. Yeah, but they're mevatel a reshus. Normally this would be a carmelis. So some people use it, they're mevatel it. So how is that different than Rabbi Yehuda's?
We'll talk about it later. Matam chusim mishtoi shadarich dashi b'rabim yizun v'lele rebe rabim. Tishabadim nechassin alayim. Om alaya bayi l'Rabbi Yosef. So the bayi l'Rabbi Yosef gumamai. Let's be a locha b'shus rabim. We have a whole b'shus rabim. First you meant to say if the whole goes down yutrochim, is it also called b'shus rabim or not? Let's locha by a whole. So Rashi. Guma amuka test. If you have a whole b'shus rabim, that's test tefachim down. My, Gabi b'shus ayocha diasara tanya liel amuka kigvaya. If will be yutfachim deep down, shita that's b'shus ayochim. That we had before b'shus ayocha either gvaya or else down. If tani chavit, if you have a hole in the ground, on the view that yutfachim down v'roch v'dalud why dalud is b'shus ayochim. Hochemai, here it's only nine tefachim going down. What's the din? Do people put it down in there? Are the hadri too? They come back for yofi. There are some that people leave it there. The shakli lay. But then for shikrichim the rabbin. People like to have this hole in the shus rabbin. It's only 9 tefachim deep. It's only 36 inches down. So people like to leave their chveitzim there. They go away. Then they'll come back to pick it up. Hilchach reshus rabbin. This would be called reshus rabbin because people use this mokim just like you said in Amud. Test high is called Rishus Rabbim. What about Omik? If the hole is down, you test for him. What's the locha? Omalei, answer back the chen beguma. Same locha talk, it's like Rishus Rabbim. It would be less than test for him, it wouldn't be. But test for him exactly is. Rodorama, no. The guma loy. That's all. Paskin, guma does not have a same Rishus Rabbim. Once the guma is more than gimel tefachim deep, it's not a Rishus Rabbim anymore, but like a carmelist. My timer, tashma shadeat chak lo shimei tashma. There's a big difference. You're not going to say it's mamish urche to put your stuff down, because you still have to bend all the way down and put it down. It's a big tircha. It's not daimit that we have an omud standing up. That's geshmak. You have something mamish 36 inches and you have your pack, you put it down. That's very easy for you. But you can afford to bend down and put it down in the ground, even though sometimes people do it. That's called the tashma shadeat chak. You don't use it so much. That's not called the shisrabim. To give it a shame, the shisrabim has to be usable, very easy. So it's not rubber. So the more Eisle Ravada Bamas and Ravah, Ravada Mas, the Ethakasha to Ravah, we have a din Eisle Kuposoi. Munachas Mishus Rabbim, Kivro Yasoro, you have your Kupa, you're like a big. That's Mishus Rabbim. That's you Tvachim Hai. The Roch for Dalid, and it's Dalid Tvachim, it's Mishus Yochid, is Ein Metautlin, Loi Mi Toichoi, the Mishus Rabbim, you can't take out of this pig, this bag, where it's the big box. Of course, the box itself is Rishus Yochid now, so you can't take out of it to Rishus Rabbim, for lay Rishus Rabbim with Teicho. Pita, where you take it from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Yochid. Tochus Mikan, let's say this kupo, this big box, is less than Yutfachim Hoi, then the Talfim, then you are allowed to. So to the same the Guma, the same Malach applies to the Guma. Srashi, Ein metaltlim trashi dev rishis yoch di atzma. This kupa is a rishis yochid. Tochus mikan, oi be goiva, even less than yud, oi be roich, it is not dollar dollar, metaltlim, you can metaltlim. Why? Because it's not a rishis yochid, so who is part of the rishis rabbin, so you can metaltlim from rishis rabbin to rishis rabbin. For trashi de kasha vim toima, tochus mi yud, if it's less than yud tvachim hai, for roch for dalid, and this kupa though is dollar by dalid, look who it's a kamalashi. That's a kamalus, b'shus rabbim. If you have any mokim reshus rabbin, that's why dalda dalad and gavoya gimel until yud is called a kamelus. So why do you say a lot of carry? It's a kamelus. It's also to carry from a kamelus to reshus rabbin. So Rashi, the Yisrael Teis went down before legozel rabbonim liftule mitoris kelim holiklihu. Hey, the kamelus is not chal on the kli. Here you have your kuposay, which is your bag, your big baggage you have. So that's called a kli. A kli can't get a din kamelus. Either it's a reshus yochid or also it's a reshus rabbin. If it's gavoya yud yochid dal, it's a reshus yochid tosser. If it's less than that, it doesn't have a din kamelus. It lies part of reshus rabbin yichayis. And the Gemara says, "Pidros v'chein begumba." So the Gemara, my lava says, to say what? That if it's pochis meyud, you are allowed to carry from the reshus rabbin into the gumba. The chul shalom is that the gumba is only nine. The chul should be a kamelus. Why are you allowed to carry from the Reshus HaRabim into the Guma? The Chur is right that this Guma is also called Reshus HaRabim. So the Chur is not like Rava. You see, your Guma, Abir, goes down exactly 9 Tvachim, it's still called Reshus HaRabim. That's why you're allowed to carry from the Reshus HaRabim into this hole. So Rashi, my love, hi, the Chayna Seif and Amikoyin, the Tochus, Mikan, if the hole is less than your Tvachim, Mitaut Lechatchila, you're allowed to carry Mitchila from the Reshus HaRabim into the hole. Alma Reshus HaRabim Chor. This hole is considered a Reshus HaRabim. The Ukma be Oimek Tes, we say Dafka on the Tes. The Mishtam Shimboi Ksas, people use the Ksas. They don't use it as much as an Omid, something sticking up to Reshus HaRabim, but they use the Ksas, that's a Bayis Svara, that Tashmash Adet Chak is called a Tashmash, it's called Reshus HaRabim. So it's a Kashan Rava. So the Gemara Loi, Aresha. That verse says the Chayim Beguma only means the first part. That if the Guma is Yutvachim deep, Rochiv Dal Dalid, that's called Reshus HaYochid, and with the right, you're not allowed to carry from this Guma on top to the Reshus HaRabim. That's the Chayim. Reinach Navi, where it's less than Yud, it also be Yosef, with the Rabbonim, because it's called the Kamelus, not a Reshus HaRabim. Somebody had kavanah to rest for Reshus HaRabim. V'niach eruvah the bird. These are lots of eruvah tchumim, and the rice here now, the shalom is the rice from the Rabbonim, but on Shabbos, you can't walk out of the tchum here. Alpayim Amma outside the city, you're not allowed to walk. If you want to walk more than Alpayim Amma out of the city, the Yetzer is, go there before Shabbos, and leave a piece of bread there, so if you call the Shavisa where the bread is, so it's considered like you're living there at the beginning of Shabbos, and you can walk another Alpayim Amma from there. Because even though at the beginning of Shabbos you're home in your house, but since you have your bread out there in the field, it's considered like you're there, where your bread is, and you have another time on the vitae. Now, Mishkav and Mishmash Rabbim, you want to like put your bread in the Reshus HaRabim, because you plan to eat in the Reshus HaRabim. But Nicho Eruva Eruva the boy, you made a mistake and you put your piece of bread finally in the bowl. Now it depends. Lemalim the Yitzvachim, if the bread is above Yitzvachim of the bowl, is Eruva Yerev. Then the Yerev is Chal. Because the Loch is, you have to be able to eat the bread on Shabbos. So the question is, you want to stay and eat on the Reshus HaRabim. Now, if the bread is considered in the bowl that's in Reshus HaYochid, you can't get the bread out of the bowl to the top, Reshus HaRabim, because you take it from Reshus HaYochid to Reshus HaRabim. So where's the case that the bread is considered good for an Erev that you're allowed to eat it in Reshus HaRabim? So it says, if the bread is Lamalim Yitzvachim higher than Yitzvachim, then it's good, Eruv Erev. That's considered you're allowed to take the bread and put it on top of Reshus HaRabim, there it is Chalm. Lamatim Yud, but if the bread is deep down in the bowl, Yitzvachim deep, Tvachim ain't a Ruvi Erev. Then Yerev is no good. Because on Shabbos, since you're standing on top of Reshus HaRabim, you're not allowed to take the bread out of the Erev. So the Gemara Hechi Domi, how are we talking about? Where's the case that one's mit and one's awesome? If the bowl itself is Yitzvachim deep, Rabbadim means that it's Rechav Da'ala Dalid, so then the bowl is the Reshus HaYochid. So the Gemara says, Lamala, what does Lamala mean? The Dalia, it's hanging on top part of the bowl. The Yisvei. Ulamata means the Tafrei, the Yisvei. You have to go all the way deep down and pick it up. But if that's the case, that this bowl is a Reshus HaYochid, and that's not to mean, no, where is the piece of bread hanging? Is it hanging on the top part of the bowl, or all the way down deep to the bottom part of the bowl? So the Gemara, that can be pshat, or bezoid. Mala Lamala, Mala Lamata. Might not to mean, which part of the bowl the bread is in. Who the Mokim Echid? He wants to eat in Reshus HaRabim. The Yeruva, the Mokim Acher. Metzias, the bread is in Reshus HaRabim. Since this whole bowl is in Reshus HaYochid, I mean. since the whole bowl is the Rishus Yachriya, and the bread is in the bowl, whether it's on the top part of the bowl or the bottom part of the bowl, it's in the Rishus Yachid. You're not going to take the bread out of this bowl on Shabbos to the top of Rishus Rabin. So that's the case for Yechayim. So the Gemara El Olah that came to this portion, the bowl, the less Be'asorah. We're talking about this bowl that is not Yud Tfachim deep. It's only 10 Tfachim deep. Uktani Eruvi Eruvi. But that's trying to bless them. If the bowl is less than Yud Tfachim deep, it's only 9 Tfachim deep, then the Erev is Yechal. Why? Because since the bowl is Rishus Rabim, like Rabbi says, like Abaye says, and you want it on top of Rishus Rabim, you're allowed to take it out of the bowl to the top of Rishus Rabim. You see, cloth, the bore is only 10 tvachim deep, 9 tvachim down. That bore is still a Rishus Rabin, and therefore the Arab is chalk, which you want to take the Arab out of the bore to the top. Alma, tashma, shayadet chach, shma tashmas. Zemadok, this bore that's 10 tvachim, even though it's not so geschmack to use it, but since shayadet chach, you could use it, it's called a tashmish. So the Kashan Ravim, Ravim says by a bore gevoy on the test, is not called Rishus Rabin, it's a camelus, and here it says cloth smuter, it says the Erev is Chalm. It has to be that you're allowed to take the bread out of this bowl to the top. It has to be Rishus Rabim. Kashan Rovim. So the Mor Hazor Tutsu Ritzim. Zimun Mishanele. Sometimes I'll answer you like this. Who Veruva the Kamlis. Rovim said, this Bryce is talking about that the person didn't really want to stand in Rishus Rabim. Even on top of the bowl is also only Kamlis. It's not Mamish Rishus Rabim. It's on a side street. It's in a side alley. That's only a Kamlis. Then it's very good, even though the Erev is inside the bor, and the bor is only 9 tefachim deep. True, like Rav holds, it's not a Rishus Rabim. What is it though? Kamlis. But since on top is also a Kamlis, you're allowed to carry from a Kamlis to a Kamlis, you're allowed to carry. It's only from Rishus Rabim to a Kamlis you can. But if they're both a Kamlis, within Baal Damas, you're allowed to carry. That's what Rav has been learned Pshat here. There's four men on top of the Kamlis. Or the Zayat Shver, they might call it Rishus Rabim. How come we call the top of Rishus Rabim? Just Madch Lefi Shein Rishus Yochid. Just means the top is not a Rishus Yochid. But it's not really a Rishus Rabim. It's a Kamlis on top. Therefore, even though the bor is Gevoya Tess, which has it in Kamlis in the bor, you're allowed to take the bread out of the bor onto the top, because Kamlis to Kamlis is Mutter. That's one thing that Rav said. The Zimun another time Rav answered like this. Mishani Lei, who Rishus Rabim? The Tanakh talking about on top is the Rishus Rabim, like the Brisa says. Now the Aruva the Kamlis, like Rav holds, since this bor is 9 tvachim deep, or who are then 6, 7, up until 3 tvachim, it's ours called the Kamlis. The Aruva Tanakh is in the Kamlis. The Avakasha then, why is the Erev Chal? I ben HaShemoshes at the beginning of Shabbos, when the Erev is supposed to be Chal, he's not allowed to eat the bread. He can't get the bread out of the bowl, teeter on top, so why is the Erev Chal? It should be like when he's standing on top, Rishus Rabim, he has no bread there, he has nothing to eat. So the Erev shouldn't be Chal. The Teretz is the Rebbe he. His bride goes according to Rebbe. The Yomar Rebbe says, Kodo Veshu Mishim Shlus. Every Yisrael only asked the Rabbonim, Legozu Olo Ben Hashemoshes. You should know, Ben Hashemoshes, the beginning of Shabbos, the Rabbonim didn't make the Xeris of Shmusim. Of Shmus is only Yisrael on Shabbos Gomer. Mashenke Ben Hashemoshes is no Yisrael of Shmus. Because the story is, when is an Erev Chal? An Erev is Chal Ben Hashemoshes. The beginning of Shabbos, where a person is, he's Kaveya Mokim there, and he has a Paya Mama from where he is, Ben Hashemoshes. So if his bread is there, Ben HaShemoshes, we consider as if he's standing there, Ben HaShemoshes. Now, Ben HaShemoshes, is he allowed to take out from the Kamlis to Rishus Rabim? According to Rebbe, it's Mutter. Because Ben HaShemoshes is nowhere for Shavuos. So you're allowed to carry from the Kamlis to Rishus Rabim. So that's the Kimto. According to Rebbe, you're allowed to do Shavuos from Ben HaShemoshes. Yes, Rebbe, you're allowed to call. So the Gemara, the late time of the Chuyu Kramat Chinar, don't think Rav is Tam saying the Dochuk Teretz, no, elevade kamin lechora. I mean, a nemestik of Paris. That's a real Paris, what I'm saying right now. What's the raya? The Tanan, we learned, in ho, unless Rav is saying nemes Paris, that he holds the locha, that even though this bor is ninth fachim down, and the rabbim sometimes use it, but a tashma say that the etchak had Rav is not called Rishus Rabim. And he holds that locha. He's going to bring a riot to himself right now. The Tanan, we learned. In Hoya Rekak Mayim, there's like a puddle of water in the middle of Rishus Rabim. A puddle of water. The Rishus Rabim Malechis Boy. And the Rabim goes through the puddle of water. Is Hazarit Lateichai, somebody throws like Dalad Amos and Rishus Rabim and lands in the puddle of water. Toycha Dalad Amos is Chayiv? If Kshir is like Lender in Rishus Rabin, even though it's a puddle of water there, the water is like bottles of Rishus Rabin, it's Yechayiv. The Kamu Yechakmayim, how high is this puddle to still give it a deal like Rishus Rabin? Pochus mi Yitzvachim. It has to be less than Yitzvachim. It's a pretty high puddle. His Mamish Nai is 36 inches deep, this puddle. Still, the puddle is called Rishus Rabin. Because the Rabin walked through this puddle. You have to go there, you have no Eitzah. You walk through the mud, you walk through the water, you have to go. Or why does the Bryce repeat itself says two times as Lashon is puddle of water in the middle of Rishus Rabin that people walk through is still considered Rishus Rabin? I'll tell you Chav Yemei Sechama. One is telling you in the sunny season, the summer. So Chav Yemei Sechshamim. And one of the Yemei Sechshamim, the rainy season, that both seasons, it's a bear for the Rabin to walk through it. So tomorrow, Tzrich, I need those stories. The Yashmini Yemei Sechama, if I only hear in the Yemei Sechama in the sunny season, when it's 95 degrees outside, you know why the Rabin like to walk through this water. The Yavid, the inch from the Kruyam Avshayah, they want to take a little cool off. Take a nice bath outside. It's boiling hot outside, so it's not so far to walk through nice cool water. See, it's only 36 inches deep, not so gefährlich. So in the Meister Cham, I can understand people walk through this puddle of water, it's still called Rishus Rabin. Ah, but you might say, Shem, Mashiach, in the cold winter, Eimeloi, who wants to walk through cold water? So I would think the Rabin don't go through the water, it's not called Hiluch. Kamashmur, no. Even the Meister Cham in the winter, it's also called Rishus Rabin. The Mavi Yashmini, Mosek Shem, if we only hear the Chiddush in the winter, it's called the Rishus Rabin. I'll tell you why. Agav the Matanfi, without people get dirty. The Rishus Rabin, you get dirty in the winter. Mikri the Machish, you don't care to go down there, clean you off a little bit. So you get dirty, you're dirty anyway. The closing mud, it's full of mud anyway in the rainy season. So you don't care to go through this puddle of water now. Avi, Mosek Hama, we look tip top. So now, right? There I would think the Rabin doesn't want to walk through the water. You don't want to get yourself dirty world. You don't want to get yourself wet in the summer. Tzrichim. And these both Chiddushim. That at both times it's a derech for the Rabin to walk through this water. So if something lands on top of this water now, Abi, the water is not yutfachim deep. It's considered a Rishus Rabin. For the Gemara, Elihi, Lech Trey Zimnev Emli. Why does it say a Lashon? It's a Lashon. So it's a rabbi maleches boy. It says it two times. To a rabbi go through this akak. What do I have to have it for? And a lot of shlamina telling me a chiddush is right for hiluch adet chak shemayimuch. Tafka walking when people walking with a rabbi, even though it's tafka adet chak. Nobody says it's geshmak to walk through the water. Avad in the chiddush, you walk on the side, you will walk through the water. It's called by adet chak. It's like a b'di'evid. But I call upon my b'di'evid iki hiluch is called hiluch. Ma'ashein kein tashmash adayat chag loishmei tashmash. That's the diyuk. That a tashmash, something you use, which is pretty hard to use, that's not called Rishus Rabin. That means our case of a bowl. We have a pit in the middle of Rishus Rabin. If it's gevaya down deep, test for him, even though some people will take off the packages and store it there until they come back, but since it's only adayat chag, or tashmish, or that chak, lo shmei tashmish. Only hiluch, only hear the slow people walking. When they start walking, people walk through the water also. Even though it's not so pleasant, hiluch, or that chak, is called Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin, a tashmish, or that chak, that's not called Rishus Rabin. That's why the Bible says two times, mahalachis, malachis. Only in hiluchis, hiluch, of walking through the Rabin, or that chak is called Rishus Rabin. Mashenkin, otherwise it's not called. That's why this maskana is out of Rabin Alocha. That a bor that deep down you test vochim is not called Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rabin into the bor. Right. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hai Zirza Dekani. A Zirza Dekani means a long reed or a pack of reeds. Reeds are like a long stick, a long thin stick. Could be 8 feet long, 5 feet long. Ramya v'zokfa, Ramya v'zokya. Zokfa. The way you carry the Rishus Rabin is, it's lying like this, you pick it up and just throw it over like this. You keep on going like this. You pick it up and throw it down. Pick it up, throw it down. So even though you're moving it now a long time, that's not called an akira to mechayiv rishus rabin. It's not called you pick the chayfetz up and you walk down and put it down. You never put the whole chayfetz up. The chayfetz, one part of it, was always touching the ground, therefore you put it. That's not called an akira. No, that's different. The Sinti Roy. It's different. Hi, here's the Koni, Rama the Zokfer, Le Mechayiv, Adi Okale. The two Yamamish, pick it up. It says here in Esfakashia, my Kamashlam, Pshitod Le Mechayiv, Kivan Do Yoko, Yoid Mashayach, Hocho Hach Misa. What is this Misa doing here in the middle of Gemara? We're not talking about this Kais of Akira. The Estoma Kamashlam, they forgot the Derech. No, Lichim Binin Zer, because even though it's a Derech to move it that way, you have a nice long beam, 10 feet high, it's hard to pick it up, so that's the Derech to move it. You throw it, and then you let it fall down, pick it up, and throw it down. Still, the Eimei Kalim, the Mesa, it's not so easy to carry it, the Rabbi Kamei Omer, the Kapev, I would think it's Doimah, to the case of Kapev, that means Liyah the Chayah, for the Rocky Potter, Mishun, because this is not called the Derech of moving it. So things at the end does say, there's only if you pick it up and throw it down. Let's say you drag it along the Shisarabim Do. If you drag it to Seder, when you move the Dalad Amis, then you are Chayiv. Dragging is instead of moving the whole thing at one time. So you walk a bicycle, you're moving the whole bicycle at one time. So if you move the bicycle Dalad Amis to Shisarabim, then you would be Chayiv. Here, you never picked up the whole Kli. Like this part is always standing still. It went like this. This part never moved. And finished. Now it's a new Maisa. So that's not called Nakiwa. But if you would drag the chayfetz along the Shosarabim, then you are chayiv. Because dragging is like Nakiwa sachayfetz, you move it, Daladamas, that would be chayiv. Here it's only with Rami, you pick it up and throw it down. So this part never moved. That's not called Nakiwa. Abiyokalei, Omama, Obiyah before now, just the end part of the last brace we had. Odom oimeid al her stupa. A person could stand on this steps, the stupa, like a platform. Is neitam the step outside the house. Is neitam mibalabayat. He could take from the person inside the neitam lain gift to him. Because it's called the mokim ptur. Neitam miyoni, you could take from the yoni outside the neitam, you can give it to him. Because it's a stupa, partially means it's kavoya gimel. And it's not dalad dalad, so that's called a mokim ptur. So you'll either hand to a sister rabbin, or you can hand it to a sister yochid. So the Gemara, how you scoop am I? What din does this scoop have? This porch, there's like steps outside the house. Elaim a scoop is a sister rabbin. If it's a step in the middle of a sister rabbin, how does a sister rabbin onto it? And the case will be less than gimel tefachim off the ground. Or the zayin, it's a sister rabbin. Neitam mi balabayis. How could you hand to the balabayis inside the house? Homatik mi sister yochid, mi sister rabbin. You're carrying from mi sister yochid, mi sister rabbin. The yellow scoop of the sister yochid. I'll tell you something about this scoop is gevoya yud and yochid dal is sister yochid. For the Gemara, that's the case. Neitam and oni, how could you hand to the oni outside of sister rabbin? Or komayom sister rabbin, sister yochid. If you hand, you stand your hand out and take from the oni outside and bring it inside, you carry from sister rabbin, sister yochid. For the Gemara, the scoop is kamalis, and I'll tell you about a kamalis. That's gevoya gimel and yochid dal dalad. For the Gemara, also swear. Neitam and oni, kachilo. A kamlis, how can you hand to a sister rabbin, hand to a sister yochid? Say, if you see a minu iso. Midirabonin, it's also to carry from a kamlis to a sister rabbin, to a sister yochid. So how is this case, this is scooper, that you line a hand to a sister rabbin, to a sister yochid? El, the post-out is postured. El, a scooper, mokem, turbi, almuhu. We're talking about this platform, like, it's not kashrut, it's kuboya gimu, it's 3 tefachim off the ground, but it's not rochim dalva dalid. It's only gimel a gimel. So that's called a mokim ptur. A mokim ptur has no din to it, so you light a hand to Rosh Hashanah, you light a hand to Rosh Hashanah. He will not let the dalva dalid, since it does not why dalva dalid, it's only called a mokim ptur. The chiyah, the chiyosi ravdim, yom rav yechrin. Mokim shen, by dalva dalid tefachim, that's called a mokim ptur. Is mutter of Nevi Shusha Yochid, of Nevi Shusha Rabna Katabalov. Both of them are allowed to use it. But provided we have in the Mishnah, you shouldn't be standing on the Mokum Pturim and take from something outside in the house and bring it outside to the Rishus Rabbim. Even though Midrashim with Smutah, but Midrabbanim there was exerim, maybe you'll take Mitchilam from a real Rishus of the Rishus Rabbim. Hey, see, when you're walking through the Mokum Pturim, since your goof is standing in the Mokum Pturim, when you pick it up from the Rishus Rabbim, it's sitting right now as if it's Munach in the Mokum Pturim. And now when you hand it outside to the Rishus Rabbim, you invite the Potter, because you're Mokum Pturim, that's why you're Potter. But Rabbanim not said that, because maybe you'll do it even a place where you're not standing Rishus Rabbim.